Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show. Our topic today is, should I take an aspirin every day? Before we jump into this, the usual disclaimers. One, do not self-diagnose or treat based on anything that you hear on this program. Listening to this program does not create a doctor-patient relationship. And on this program, there is no medical advice, only general information. So with that, should I take an aspirin every day? For many years, physicians have asked people with risk factors for heart disease or stroke to take an aspirin every day. The idea was that an aspirin every day might prevent a heart attack, stroke, or even premature death. Millions have followed their doctor's advice and have faithfully taken their aspirin every day. This past week at the annual American Heart Association meetings in Chicago, this philosophy was turned completely upside down. The results of the study hit the worldwide press and, as I can attest, created quite a buzz after the results were presented. In addition to being presented in Chicago this past week, this study was also simultaneously published in the prestigious Journal of the American Medical Association. So let's talk about this daily aspirin study. In this study, 14,646 Japanese were evenly randomized to either 100 milligrams of aspirin, so that's about a baby aspirin. Baby aspirin in the U.S. contains about 81 milligrams, or no aspirin. And then they followed these two groups of people for an average of about 5 years. None of these people had heart problems or stroke prior to entering into the study. All of these people were definitely at risk for a heart attack or stroke, as to get into the study, they had to be at least 60 years old, have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or diabetes. At the end of the 5 years, they found that 2.77% of the people taking aspirin had a heart attack, stroke, or died. Similarly, they found that 2.96% of the people not taking an aspirin also suffered a heart attack, stroke, or died. So the bottom line, 3% of the group after 5 years taking the aspirin had a heart attack, stroke, or died prematurely, and about 3% in the no aspirin group, so basically a wash. Statistically, there was no difference between these numbers. While aspirin did not prevent heart attacks, strokes, or premature death, it did put the people taking an aspirin at a much higher risk of a bleeding complication. The most serious bleeding complication, basically bleeding inside the brain or skull, was seen in 31 people in the aspirin group compared to just 14 people in the no aspirin group. So basically, it about doubled things. Major bleeding elsewhere in the body was also about twice higher in the aspirin group. The bottom line from the study of more than 14,000 people was that in people with no prior history of cardiovascular problems, an aspirin a day does not offer any benefit. Moreover, an aspirin every day puts people at a much higher risk of major bleeding. So let's now get back to the question that I posed at the beginning of this podcast. Should I take an aspirin every day? The answer is, it depends. Here's my take on the study and how I advise my patients. Number one, if you already have cardiovascular disease, so if you've been diagnosed with any cardiac condition by your doctor, then this study does not apply to you because the people that were studied in this study had no cardiovascular disease at the beginning of the study. So these were people who had risk factors, but no disease. So if you already have cardiovascular disease, then this study is completely unrelated to your situation. If you are on an aspirin, please continue to take your aspirin under the direction of your physician. Aspirin has been shown to be protective in people who already have established cardiovascular disease. So that's number one. Number two, if you take an aspirin each day just to prevent a heart attack, stroke, or premature death, then the results of this study would argue that aspirin does not offer any benefit and may even put you at risk of a catastrophic bleed. So, if your physician has prescribed an aspirin for purely preventative reasons, in other words, you have never been diagnosed with cardiovascular disease, then please discuss with your physician whether or not you should continue this medication based on the results of this study. And if you want to go onto my website, drjohnday.com, clicking on the blog post, should I take an aspirin every day? And there you can find a link to the study. Feel free to print it out, take it into your doctor. Number three, medications, including relatively benign over-the-counter medications like aspirin, can have serious life-threatening complications. This also applies to supplements, which are highly unregulated, and can also have life-threatening side effects. Even something so simple as an aspirin, as we talked about, doubled the risk of significant bleeding complications. Medications or supplements should only be taken under the careful supervision of a healthcare provider. Number four, the very best way to prevent a heart attack, stroke, or premature death is through a healthy lifestyle. Eating plenty of fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes, oily fish, in conjunction with daily physical activity, stress management, restorative sleep, and close relationships is far more effective than any pill at preventing a heart attack, stroke, or premature death. So, the question is, have you or a loved one been prescribed an aspirin to prevent cardiovascular disease? And did the results of the study surprise you? Love to hear from you. Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com, and under this post, please leave me your comments. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.